today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of the Almighty Allah. Dear brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, Salaamu Alaikum. So welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Our topic for today is standing firm in Islam. Today, Monday, is the first of the month of Safar, 1444, of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 7th of Shahrivar, 1401, of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 29th of August, 2022, of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Let's open the Holy Quran and we'll listen to chapter An-Nisa, verse 174.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Ya ayyuhan nas qad ja'akum burhanun mir rabbikum wa anzalna ilaykum nuran mubina.
O mankind, there has come to you a conclusive proof from your Lord, and we have sent down to you a clear light.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Basing on the Islamic literature, the purpose of the Quranic phrase, a firm proof, in this verse is the Prophet himself. And the purpose of a manifest light is the Quran. The Prophet of Allah indeed is the proof of his religion because such a book and knowledge has been introduced by an illiterate person that the more the time progresses and sciences develop, the righteousfulness of the religion and depth of its teachings will become clear.
Shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran.
Shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran. Nawwarta darbi, shukran. Shukran ya Rabbi.
Standing firm on the path of Allah is the topic of this episode of today's special. To be on the straight path is only possible through worshipping and serving Allah. It is Allah who is my Lord and your Lord, and worship Him. This is a way that is straight. Remember, that is a verse 51 of chapter 3, chapter Imran in the Holy Quran. Man cannot achieve their straight path properly unless he or she prefers the love of Allah over the love of other beings. To reach this station, man needs to know Allah as he deserves to be known. Hence, it can be said that the straight path is knowledge of Allah, because whoever attains this knowledge and arranges his or her life in accordance with it, escape from the evils of his or her nature and from the wiles of Satan. A person's heart at this stage is rewarded with spiritual blessings. He or she opens a window to spiritual worlds, and the universe turns into a great book filled with wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bi-nasta'in. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with how to remain steadfast in the right path. However, regarding Imam As-Sajjad's remarks on the dissidents of the pro-Umayyad camp of Umar ibn Sa'd on the day of Ashura, Imam As-Sajjad alayhi salam indicated it that when Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam wanted to go to the battlefield, he wore the turban of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and picked up the sword that was that of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam addressed the enemies, I mean, the enemy commander, Umar ibn Sa'd, and asked them whether they recognize the turban. All of them said, yes, it was the very turban worn by the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then they also recognized the sword of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam introduced himself and all of them confessed that they knew Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam well, and they knew that Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam's parents were Imam Ali alayhi salam and Hazrat Fatima Zahra salamullah alayha. And then the camp of pro-Umayyad soldiers, I mean the camp of Umar ibn Sa'd, all of them unanimously yelled in this way, غَيْرُ تَارِكِكَ حَتَّى تَذُوقَ الْمَوْتَ عَتَشَى. We are intended to martyr you until you are slain thirsty. In this connection, we find that those people who don't listen to the remarks of the right path and the remarks of the rightful side, regarding them, the Holy Quran says in this way, إِنَّكَ لَا تَسْمَعُ الْمَوْتَى. You cannot make the dead hear what you say. This is the remark of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran when he addressed the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It means that those people who are on the wrong side and don't listen to any kind of advice or any kind of remark from the right-hand side, they are regarded as dead people. Of course, they are physically or biologically alive. However, intellectually, they are dead people.
IRIB English Radio. Recitation as well as translation of Quran.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ.
And we certainly gave Moses the scripture that perhaps they would be guided.
Short commentary of the Quran. Islamic issues.
Institution of the family in Islam is the most beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The life of the infallible. All in all, in today's special, IRIB English Radio.
We look at means of steadfastness in Islam, and we reach to dua or supplication. One of the characteristics of the believing slaves of Allah is that they turn to Allah with dua or supplication, asking Him to help them to stand firm. Look at Quran chapter 3 verse 8. O Lord, let not our hearts deviate from the truth after you have guided us. Or look at Holy Quran, chapter 2, verse 250. O Lord, pour our constancy and patience on us and make our steps firm. The Prophet told us that the hearts of the sons of Adam are as one between the fingers of the Most Merciful, and He, Allah, directs them as He wills. Muhammad al-Mustafa, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, often used to say, O controller of the heart, make my heart adhere firmly to your religion.
Rabbuna
وهو علام الغيوب في الشروق وفي الغروب نوره يهدي العصا ربنا الهادي الودود فضله ملء الوجود عفوه خير وجود فارتجي دوما رضا.
From the qualities of a believer, in this part we'll look at this point. They strictly guard their obligatory prayers. The believer does not only observe the five daily prayers. He goes the extra mile by doing supererogatory acts of worship, standing in the middle of the night. Allah's apostle was reported to have said, "The coolness of my eyes is in the observance of prayer." One of the wives of the Prophet Muhammad cautioned him to have prayed excessively, and as a result, he got his swollen feet. He responded to her, "Shouldn't I be a thankful slave of Allah?" In chapter An-Nisa, verse 103, Allah said, "Verily, the prayer is enjoined on the believers as fixed hours."
Why the Quran stresses and emphasizes on Jannah, the paradise, so much is because the belief in Al-Jannah, it eases our pain. It gives us comfort. You see, when you believe that there is a Jannah, this gives you so much comfort if you suffer in this world. For those individuals that they have to face the tyranny and oppression of the zalimeen of this world. For those individuals that have to put up with sicknesses and diseases. For those individuals that have to suffer from poverty. What gives them comfort? What gives them hope? Is that one day there will be an end to all your miseries. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will allow you to enter Jannah. And you will see unimaginable bounties and beauties and pleasures and delights. So maybe your life is terrible now, but it won't always be terrible. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will save you from this one day. So it eases the pain upon us. It makes it much more easy for us to be strong among the sufferings. And that's why Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, on the day of Ashura, with all the suffering he had to face, they killed his family members, they killed his children, even a six-month-old baby. What made him so strong and resilient? What gave him comfort? He himself said after they killed his six-month-old baby, he said, "Hawwana ma nazala bi annahu bi'aynillah." What gives me comfort is that Allah Azza wa Jal is watching and He will compensate me. He will give me thawab. He will give me Jannah. He'll give me an unimaginable thawab and reward for what I am suffering. And this is what gives me consolation. This is what makes me patient, that I know after this finishes, and it's very short, Al-Jannah is waiting me. The paradise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is waiting me. So this eases the pain upon the human being.
Brothers and sisters, that was all for this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio, in which we discussed about standing firm in Islam and means of steadfastness in Islam. Inshallah, we continue this on the next episode. Till then, Allah bless all of you and we leave you in Allah's protection.
Told me that I'm crazy, who you praying for? They told told me there is nothing who you're looking for. Stop doing what you're doing, cause there is no hope. Just come with me, I'll show you what's behind your door. And they showed me all kind of lies. My eyes were locked, yes, I was mesmerized. But deep inside I know that there's a better world. Cause I'm a believer.